From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Monday made unannounced visits to Iraq and Afghanistan. In Baghdad, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi defended the Shia paramilitary Popular Mobilization Force for its sacrifice in defeating Islamic State and assistance in retaking the oil-rich city of Kirkuk from Kurdish forces. Sunday, Tillerson said the Iranian-backed force and its Iranian advisors should leave the country. James Jeffrey, distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and a former diplomat, credits the Trump administration for at least trying to look at post-Islamic State Iraq.
It's one thing to go after the Shia popular militias, bearing in mind they're seen as heroes by many Iraqis, and some of them are not under Iran's control, but under Muqtada al-Assad, as all were called forth by Sistani. So it's a bit tricky. The main thing is what Tillerson is really trying to do, and he missed it by a little bit, is to say, we do not want them pushing into Kurdish territory.
Earlier, the top U.S. diplomat discussed strategy with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at an air base near Kabul.
I'll be traveling to Islamabad tomorrow, in fact, to meet with the Pakistani leadership as well. And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
Tillerson said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation and peace is secured. A Rwandan court has denied bail to both Diane Rwigara, a vocal critic of President Paul Kagame, and her mother. Rwigara was jailed in September on charges of incitement and forgery in a failed bid to challenge Mr. Kagame in August's election. This is VOA News.